The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Tom Vigna is with me now. Tom is the Director of Marketing and Sales of Boston Duck Tours. So, Tom, for people at home, I guess, if, think of the Viking Splash Tour, but duck themed. Is that it?
That's exactly right. Yeah, just a, not dissimilar to your Viking Splash Tours, but in the city of Boston.
So the vehicles as well that people will see traveling around the streets, these are, they're not World War II, they're World War II style, is that it?
That's correct, yeah. So we say duck in name only. So the original World War II vehicles, DUKWs, don't ask me what the acronym means, but there were DUKWs. Ours are purposefully rebuilt for tourism, so safety in mind. They have a sturdier body. I won't get into the details. Our garage team will, I'm sure, pinpoint all my inaccuracies if I do. But yes, they're rebuilt since the early 2000s and constantly rebuilt and remodified for safety.
So, I mean, the Viking Splash Tour that people listening to this will be familiar with, you know, it travels around the city. It's about history. It's about culture. You're teaching people things. It's kind of great fun as well. I guess that's really the focus, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, it's... So our vehicles are narrated by what we call conductors. A nice duck pun there. So each narrator has their own persona. So we have Ziggy Stardust, who's a intergalactic pop star whose spacecraft has needs repairs. So in the meantime, they're traveling around giving tours of Boston.
Are they shouting at pedestrians as well and terrifying them like the Viking Splash Tours?
We try to be respectful of all the pedestrians. We do quack. So we have we either quack, which the pedestrians honestly love. They'll quack back. We sell these duck lips that you can quack to. But yeah, it's fun.
So tell me, I mean, what are the highlights on the tour? Like the different kind of sites you go and see, the different bits of history people learn, the stories they hear?
Sure, yeah. So we Boston prides itself on freedom, fun, and first. So, you know, the birthplace of the American Revolution. But not too far from where we're at now, the Granary Burial Ground is where...
Yeah, it's just I can if I lean backwards, I can see it.
Yeah, so Sam Adams, a familiar name, which you'll know, Paul Revere buried there. So that's on our tour. Boston Common, not too far from here either. America's oldest public park. Boston, the first public school in America was in Boston. First public library. So a lot of firsts, a lot of history, which we're very grateful for in Boston, and it makes the tour super fun.
And is it kind of, do people generally get on and stay on for the whole tour? Do they hop on, hop off at some of the different sites?
Yeah, so once they're on, you're on for the tour. So it's not a hop on, hop off. So we have three different departure locations in the city. We have one at the Prudential Center, our Back Bay neighborhood, and we have one at the Museum of Science and the New England Aquarium. So wherever you hop, wherever you catch the tour is where you'll end.
Yeah, I guess the advantage, though, and we've talked about it quite a bit on this show, we keep referencing it, myself and Jess Kelly, our colleague as well, who's with us, is how walkable the city is and how compact, actually, the city centre is. So, I mean, even though it's not hop on, hop off, whatever you see on it, I mean, it's a 5-10 minute walk back in the other direction. If you want to, if you think to yourself, you know what, I want to go back to the public library, I want to poke around there a bit more, I want to go to the State House, I want to head to Boston Common, whatever it is.
100%, yeah, and that's how, and that's what makes it an easy sell, really. I always say it's a great introduction, again, another duck pun, to the city.
Stop.
So the tour itself is only an hour, 20 minutes, so you're seeing and learning all this, you know, massive amounts of history in a short amount of time, so we always welcome people, you know, to go back to the sites that really pique their interest.
When does it really kick off, the tourist season in this part of the world?
So we opened March 29th, so not too long ago, and we'll run through December 1st.
Oh, wow, okay.
Sunday after Thanksgiving, yeah. So it's just the cold months that we're not operating, but our peak season, as you can imagine, is the summer months.
Yeah, and travelers from all over the world and all over the United States, I'm sure, coming as well. I mean, I don't think the Viking Splash Tour even try to claim that they're original in this regard. They know they've kind of cogged this idea from somebody else. Did you cog it, or are you guys the OGs?
No, we're not the OGs either. There were certainly some in America before us. I believe the Wisconsin Dells, some of our friends in the Midwest were before us, but we kind of just took the idea and ran with it. This is our 30th season, so we started in 1994. Not sure when the Viking Splash started. We started with a handful of ducks, and now we have 28 vehicles in our fleet, so we're excited.
Yeah, well, listen, it's a great tour for people who haven't been on it. And if anybody is planning a trip to this part of the world, Tom and everybody else at the Duck Tours, Boston Duck Tours, should be sure to sort you out. Listen, Tom, thanks a million for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, it's great. Tom Vigna, who's Director of Marketing and Sales of Boston Duck Tours.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.